he's a fun guy to have around. He's a terrific guy. He's a great teammate. Obviously, the guys that were here with him for as long as they were here together have close ties. And I think that's just an indication of what good, how good of a guy Mark is. He's just a lot of fun to be around. He's a jovial guy. He keeps it loose in the dressing room, that's for sure.
Mike Sullivan, who made the difficult decision to bench Marc-Andre Fleury in last year's playoffs, one of the boldest moves made by Sullivan, and it paid off. Murray goes in. They beat Ottawa in seven. Murray rewards Sullivan's faith in him by posting back-to-back shutouts in games 5 and 6 of the Stanley Cup final. Murray, the present and the future of the Penguins. Marc-Andre Fleury, the past. A past that includes 3 Stanley Cup victories. He's going to get his Stanley Cup ring this morning. A conversation about Fleury's return has taken an interesting turn. We're now talking about whether it makes you a bad Penguins fan if you're rooting for Marc-Andre Fleury to win tonight. If your love for him or devotion to him runs that deep, where for a regular season game in February, for one night only, you're rooting for Fleury to come out on top at 412-928-9370. Ron, I took your advice. I posted that poll question. I said better outcome tonight and gave fans 2 options. The first was Fleury wins, plays great. The second was Pens win, Fleury pulled. Right now, 61% saying Penguins win, Fleury pulled. That's still 39% saying they want Fleury to play great and win.
That's shocking to me. I would think it should be. I mean, I'm not surprised that's what it is, but I'm thinking it should be about 98-2, if not 100-0 to see your team win. I don't care who's on the other side.
Well, I think Eric off the air made a great point. You know, a great analogy.
Why the hell didn't he make it on the
air? I don't know. I was hoping he did because I thought it was so right. With the way people feel about the Pirates right now, when Andrew McCutchen comes here in May, people will root for him to hit home runs and beat the Pirates that day.
I would agree with that. A, because the Pirates really aren't a two-time defending champion. Don't have a lot to look forward to, at least as of this moment, going into the season. And people were angry at the ownership. And there's no doubt I think that is the case. But it's much different situation, I think, with Fleury and the Penguins.
I don't look at this game as a must-win. So if Fleury
wins...
Well,
I don't look at it as a must-win either, because you still have, what, 28 to go after this. But it's pretty important.
I think
you're starting to run out of time. That loss in New Jersey hurt them on Saturday. Their playoff spot is not secure.
That's true. But I think if Fleury pitches a shutout and has one of the best games of his career, I think this game gets remembered more fondly.
By who?
By the people that are there.
I can't disagree more, Andrew. I'm paying to go see my team win, not to see the other guy pitch a shutout and I lose. That's just me. Maybe I am in the minority. I don't think so. I think you want to see your team win.
With very
especially a team that's fighting, that's won 2 championships and is fighting for the right to defend it.
With very few exceptions to the rule. And I think this happens to be one of the exceptions.
See, I see no exceptions to that rule. I think they really want to see Fleury play well. They're going to love on him when he's introduced. Love on him at the first intermission. I mean, at the first TV timeout. But that they want to see their team win. And preferably they win 1-0.
I think if there's like a situation around the net, let's say. You know, there's no Hornquist tonight, so you don't get the guy that is the chief offender when it comes to getting in goalies' heads. But I think if there's a net front presence that starts like pushing Fleury around and getting physical with him, fans there won't like it tonight.
I say I disagree with that totally. I think they're going to look at what's happening on the ice and not who was in the net. And I guarantee if Hornquist was out on the ice, he wouldn't hold up off of him because he is his former teammate. He'd battle him like he would everyone else.
Yeah, but what if he got like a cheap shot in and elbowed
Fleury
in the head or something?
I'm not saying a cheap shot. I'm just saying if he plays his normal game. Nobody wants to see cheap shots. I don't want to see cheap shots against Henrik Lundqvist.
I hear you on that. But like if Hornquist blasted Henrik Lundqvist or Sergei Bobrovsky or Braden Holtby after the whistle, I wouldn't want to
harangue him for that. You're coming up with scenarios. Nobody wants to see him hit anybody after the whistle. But he's going to play him hard between the whistles.
Here's Joe. He's on the fan. Hi, Joe. Joe, I'm putting you back on hold. That did not sound good. Here's Matt. He's next. Hi, Matt.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So me and my family actually flew out to the game in Vegas a couple in December, and there were a ton of Penguins fans there. We talked to a decent amount of them. Everyone wanted to see Fleury play good, but everyone wanted the Penguins to win. We all wanted the 2-1. We wanted to see Crosby score on Fleury. But in this dance, when Fleury's making huge saves, it's hard to cheer against Fleury. He was the face of Pittsburgh for a very long time.
Yeah.
See, I think we're changing history a little bit here. There was a long period of time where he wasn't so popular, where people said they could never win a cup with him. And I said,
you're right,
well, I said, you're wrong. They did win a cup with him. Well, that was a long time ago. They can't now. So we've kind of changed history. And he was never the face of this team compared to Crosby.
Fleury even said that yesterday. He's like, I want to say thank you to the fans that were with me through thick and thin, all my ups and downs. They weren't. A lot of them jumped off the bandwagon.
A lot of them did.
Matt, are you going to the game tonight?
I'm not. I wasn't able to get tickets. Way too expensive.
Yeah, way too expensive because everybody wants to see Fleury.
There were a ton of fans that flew to Vegas just to see Fleury.
I believe that.
It was an unbelievable experience.
I think people will be saddened or disappointed if he has to fish out 5 or 6 goals tonight.
I agree. No one wanted to see Fleury give up a lot. We wanted it to be a real tight game, and it was. So it was hard to cheer against Fleury when it was going on.
Thanks, Matt. Gary Lawless covers the Knights for NHL.com. He's going to be our guest at 1 o'clock. The premier hockey analyst in Canada, their number one broadcast team, Hockey Night in Canada. Craig Simpson is their version of Eddie Olczyk. He calls all the Stanley Cup final games. He's called Fleury's games in the playoffs the last 2 years. He called the Game 7 game in Detroit. He's a former Penguin. He's going to be our guest at noon. Getting your thoughts on Fleury's return at 412-928-9370. It's Cook and Pony.